The Airgrid Under 21 Munster Championship final takes place at Pádraig Éireann this coming Wednesday night. Cork will take on Kerry yet again, and the Cork captain Sean O'Donoghue joins us now for a word ahead of the match. Sean, look, I suppose first of all, on yourself, you came in as a sub in the semi-final win over Limerick. How are you doing since?
Gerard, not too bad. You know, we had a few niggles and things like that. Myself and Harley and Flav was sick and things like that. But we're all easing back into it now and hoping to be 100% for Wednesday night. You know, doing a bit of form rolling or whatever, just trying to get it right, because we'd be all tight and stuff just back in the field.
Yeah.
So hopefully now we get the recovery right and we all guns blazing and Wednesday night.
Good stuff. Glad to hear it. Because look, you were big additions when you came into that game. It was a real battle against Limerick, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was tough. Like, we were down 2 or 3 points when we came on, and so at halftime in dressing room I was getting a bit, so I was getting a bit annoyed at the team and getting a bit emotional over things, because after giving my 100% to the football, I gave it because I knew that there was an All Ireland there for us if we put our heads down, and I just said we're not going out losing in the first round. Like, and in fairness, like they did all step up and we started to get a foothold in the game and we got the goal at the end just to seal it. And yeah, just basically everyone just stepped up towards the end, and they need to bring that on Wednesday night as well, what they brought in the second half that day.
Yeah, funny night for you, I'd say, against Limerick, Sean, the fact that you didn't get the opportunity to start because of the injury, and as you said then, like, you know, when it wasn't maybe going well, but you got a hold on it.
Yeah, it was just a basic case of just grabbing it. Like, I'm not, like, I wouldn't say that, I mean, Hurley or whoever, whatever subs came on, changed the game. It's just we kind of just changed the whole attitude of it, and fellas like started to basically, like, fellas were a bit kind of like looking at Limerick as if they're only Limerick, you know. Whereas I knew from 2 years ago when we lost the tip, that, and we scraped past Limerick as well 2 years ago, I just knew that it wasn't going to be that kind of game. Like, I was heading into it knowing that it was going to be a battle no matter what, because they were so organised, things like that. But we got over the line in the end, that's the main thing.
So I suppose Limerick, no more than Kerry now, had that extra game over you. Kerry would have played Clare and they've beaten Waterford the last day quite comprehensively. What do you think of Kerry heading into this game?
I suppose we're looking at now that they're after winning 3 All-Irelands minor last 3 years, like, so we're going into it as underdogs, which is fair enough because of who they are. But, like, you know, I'm being told by all sorts, you know, damage limitation and things like that. I don't know if they're trying to throw me off or what, but we're looking at it like we're the Munster champions and we're going in defending it, and like, not, there's one man in our dressing room who doesn't believe we can do it, like, so no doubt that we can.
That's it. I was going to say, all right, like, you obviously, Cork at under 21 level have a fantastic record in the championship and against Kerry, but it's that experience that this Kerry group bring into it, I suppose, that makes it a challenge for you this year, and a major challenge.
Yeah, John, like, there's a lot of, like, Ireland's Kerry superstars on it now and things like that. Like, they're made out to be the best players in Ireland, which, and they are very good, in fairness. They're a well-balanced team. They've all good, very good players, things like that. But and we're not looking at it either, as the last 6 years or last 7 years have been a Munster final, things like that. Like, it's a new year and anything can happen under 21, and yes, we're Munster champions, and yes, they have 3 All-Ireland winning teams, but, like, it's 21 is just completely different, this thing can happen. So basically we're going in there just trying to prove everyone wrong.
It is, and it's that step up to, it's real senior football when you get to especially 21 years of age on the under 21 panel, and the fact that, you know, there's so many of you in your current panel that were there last year as well and had the experience of the run to the All-Ireland final too.
Yeah, you know, like, what, we have a lot of that team as well this year, a lot of that on the panel, like, so they're playing with that heart from last year, and they're playing with that good feeling from beating Kerry as well last year. So trying to just throw that off onto the younger fellas and basically try and get them to realise how good it'll be on Wednesday if we beat them. And like, we do deserve it. We've worked so hard now since October, and I know they're the same, but, like, I don't think any group deserves it more than our group. Like, they're just all stuck together and they've all said no to their clubs and things like that just to give Cork everything they have this year.
Yeah, I was just going to say, why is that? Do you just feel like the sacrifice has been that much greater this year?
Yeah, everyone is just, like, fellas are injured and at different times, but then they're doing everything to get back, and then there's fellas being given out to by their clubs over not playing and things like that, and, like they don't really care because, you know, like, it is, at the end of the day, we're in a Munster final, and that's because of the fellas sacrificing. They're taking it seriously, and they're, like, now that we're in the final, they're going to even just give that bit more just to get it, hopefully.
The ambition sounds very high, and for you personally as well as captain this year, Sean, that's a great personal achievement to captain the side, and no doubt you'd like to be lifting the cup on Wednesday night.
Yeah, it's a dream now, to be honest, to lift a trophy on behalf of Cork. And like, it could have been anyone this year. There's loads of different options for our captaincy and all that, but it's an honour, in fairness, to be captain of Cork. And I just praying to God that we can do it on Wednesday.
Yeah, and God, it was such a sweet win down in Kerry last year, Sean, when you beat Kerry down in Kerry to a Munster Championship success. But now you've the advantage of a Porky in a home final this year, and hopefully what it means is a big Cork support.
Yeah, exactly, John. That's kind of what drove us on in the Limerick as well, John. I just started coming back into it. The Cork crowd got behind us and things like that. And John, you'd want to play and you want to win it for them as well as ourselves. And Kerry are going to bring a massive crowd now, with it being the last 21 ever and things like that. Mm. So hopefully now that we draw a big crowd, because though we've been successful the last few years, and a lot of Cork people come out and see it, and because like, there's no reason why we can't win it. So hopefully they'll be there just to drive us on at the end if we need it.
Absolutely. Sean, the very best of luck to you on Wednesday night. We'll be there anyway, and good luck with the preparation in the meantime.
All right, cheers. Thanks a million.